Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and dangerously local. And Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, all right here, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. The Belmont buzz continues regarding, of course, East Ohio Regional Hospital.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Breaking news tomorrow, live exclusive interview in studio, Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kelich. We're going to be talking about East Ohio Regional Hospital. All the money that is owed to the citizens of Belmont County. We're also going to be talking with her about the real estate tax situation and anything else connected with money in Belmont County. Tomorrow, here in studio, live exclusive interview, Belmont County Treasurer, that Kelich woman. She's going to be here. So spread the word. Let everyone know, because that is the Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz?
All right, enough of that. Jesus. All right, so next. Do you think that the publisher of these failing, dying newspapers, billionaire Bob Nutting, billionaire, he inherited the money, obviously. Do you think he's an anti-Semite? Well, we got to start asking that question in light of what he published today regarding what's going on with Israel and with the terrorists. I'll be addressing this propaganda, terrorist propaganda that he has published. And it does make me wonder, and I don't know, I'm not a mind reader. Maybe, you know, he's not an anti-Semite. I certainly don't know. But why is he publishing this kind of anti-Semitic crap helping the terrorists? That's what I'd like to know. So we're going to be addressing that. But first, latest regarding Fauci and how evil this little weasel actually is. This was on the Bill Maher show. One of his guests really goes into a lot of detail. And if you care at all about the whole plandemic with the COVID, quote, vaccinations, which are not vaccines, by the way, then you really need to hear this. Your worst suspicions being confirmed.
This lab was a gain of function. That means they were creating viruses,
right?
Dangerous viruses, to figure out how to protect you from them. This gain of function was research was always dangerous. Everyone knew it was dangerous. Long time ago, you go back to 2015, you will find a big meeting in London where they say there's one lab in the world most likely to have a problem with this, Wuhan. Do you know who was the biggest supporter of gain-of-function research for the last 30 years? Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci. Yeah. Now, remember that name. There's a reason he was given a pardon back to 2014. There is something very wrong going on here.
We're going to take a wild virus, and we're going to make it more pathogenic, more virulent, more deadly, and then we're going to develop a vaccine for that. And that's classic gain-of-function research. Why are they doing that? You know, why? What is the rationale for them doing that? The only real rationale, if you think about it, is to develop bioweapons and then develop a defense to those bioweapons. So that's what they were doing. And Anthony Fauci was given a 68% raise by the military because of these new military responsibilities. He continued to do that to 2014. And that year, three of the bugs escaped. In high-profile escapes from three different labs in the United States, really deadly bugs escaped or were found in unsafe circumstances. And And 300 scientists sent a letter to President Obama asking him to shut down Anthony Fauci's research on gain of function, saying that it was highly likely that he would start a global pandemic with this kind of very dangerous research. And President Obama issued a moratorium and shut down 18 of the worst projects by Anthony Fauci, or ordered them shut. In the end, he really didn't shut them. He instead moved the research offshore, where he would be out of the oversight of these troublesome scientists, the 300 scientists, a group that called itself the Cambridge Working Group, and of the and of White House officials. And the major lab offshore that they moved this research, there were other ones too. They moved research to Ukraine, to the former Soviet state of Georgia. But some of the worst research they moved to a Chinese lab that was run by the Chinese military, the Wuhan lab in Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China.
That post on X Twitter by Vigilant Fox included Bill Maher, but also Robert F. Kennedy Jr. No matter how much you hate Anthony Fauci, you really don't hate him enough. You really don't. What this man did with the plandemic, what he did to our children, what he did to our businesses, what he did to civilization, there's a special place in hell for this guy. There really is. There's got to be a special place in hell for him. All right, next. Do you think that the publisher of the dying local newspapers, including the Wheeling Unintelligencer, is an anti-Semite? Well, I don't know. I'm not a mind reader, and God only knows what's in his heart. But boy, you got to start wondering about billionaire Bob Nutting. Billionaire, he inherited the money, obviously. When he publishes stories like this, the terrorists could not be any more pleased with the Wheeling Unintelligencer because of this latest story here. It says, Palestine death toll in Gaza's war passes 50,000. You go, whoa, 50,000? Where the hell did that number come from? So, here's the story from the Associated Press. The Associated Press used to be a decent news gathering organization. They used to play it straight. Now they are so biased, they are so corrupted, they are so compromised. It's just more liberal globalist propaganda. That's all it is. It used to be decent. They used to be something special. Not anymore. But this is in the Unintelligencer. More than 50,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, the territory's health minister said Sunday. As new Israeli airstrikes killed at least 26 Palestinians overnight, including a Hamas political leader and several women and children. This first graph is a great example of the propaganda that the terrorists love spewing, and useful idiots like the publisher of the Wheeling Unintelligencer, billionaire Bob, are more than happy to publish. The territory's health ministry, that's code for the terrorists. The terrorists are saying, oh, it's 50,000. Why would you believe anything that the terrorists claimed? And you put that in your headline, Palestinian death toll in Gaza's war passes 50,000. It doesn't say that's what the terrorists are claiming. Gee, do you think terrorists ever lie, Bob? You idiot. It says here, Israel's military also sent ground troops into part of the southern city of Rafah as thousands of Palestinians fled after new evacuation orders. Israel ended the latest ceasefire last week with a surprise wave of strikes that killed hundreds, and it launched ground incursions in northern Gaza. The military claimed to have eliminated dozens of militants in recent days. Good. They should eliminate every one of the enemy. Kill every enemy until the enemy says, I surrender. That's what we did in World War II. In World War II, the United States was fighting Italy and Germany and Japan. And we kept killing Italians and Germans and Japanese until they surrendered, then we stopped killing them. That's how it works. No mention here in the first three graphs, which most people don't get past three graphs. No mention here of the October. In fact, all of this started with the sneak attack by Hamas, this terrorist organization, October 7th. So let's see here. First graph, no mention of October 7th. Second graph, no mention of October 7th. Israel ceasefire, no mention of October 7th. Fourth graph, no mention of October 7th. Fifth graph, military order, people to leave. No mention of October 7th. The sixth graph, no mention of October 7th. Seventh graph, no mention of October 7th. The eighth, nothing. Nine, nothing. 10, nothing. 11, nothing. 12, nothing. 13, nothing. 14, nothing. 15, nothing. 16, nothing. Ceasefire. Ah! 16th graph. Ceasefire in tatters. The ceasefire that took hold in January paused more than a year of fighting ignited by Hamas' October 7, 2023 attack into Israel, in which militants killed some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and took 251 hostage. Most captives have been released in ceasefire agreements or other deals. In other words, they're still holding hostages. This terrorist propaganda in the Wheeling Unintelligencer, it took, what, about 15 paragraphs for them to even get to the point about the Hamas October 7th sneak attack that killed more than 1,200 Israelis and took 251 hostages, mostly women and children, and they're still holding hostages. Some of these kids that they had as hostages were killed with the Hamas terrorists' bare hands. They still are holding hostages. And this useless dying newspaper publishes this terrorist propaganda. Billionaire Bob can't be that stupid, can he? I hope to God he's not an anti-Semite, but I'm beginning to wonder. I got to tell you. 15 paragraphs before, oh, by the way, it all started with Hamas killing, you know, sneak attack on October 7th. No mention of what they did to these poor hostages that they had, too. That how they terrorized them, how they tortured them. I can't even go into the details. It's so god-awful. And they're still holding hostages, including an American. I hope they kill every last one of the enemy until the enemy surrenders. And it's time to move out the remaining survivors from Gaza, relocate them somewhere safe. Egypt, Jordan, Iran, Saudi Arabia. By the way, none of their Arab neighbors want them. None of them want the Palestinians. Gee, I wonder why. They're fellow Arabs, but they don't want them. So maybe we need to relocate them to Albania or Turkey or maybe an island in Indonesia. But you got to move them out. You got to relocate them. It's over. October 7th, forget about the two-state solution. Forget it. It's over. You got to kill the enemy until the enemy surrenders. And I hope Israel kills the enemy morning, noon, and night until the enemy surrenders, because that's what we did with World War II. Same thing with Israel. For shame for billionaire Bob. For shame, terrorist propaganda.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Oh, say, our Lord, our Savior. indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.